This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Police have updated the number of victims in the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. 17 people suffered gunshot wounds in the attack. Two others reported injuries but were not shot. The official death count remains at 5. Two of those victims were transgender. The Colorado Springs Police Department plans to give an update on the investigation around 3:30. On NPR's Morning Edition, Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez shared his message to the LGBTQ community.
The police department stands beside them and is here for their protection. And it's just, I'm absolutely heartbroken over this. It's sad, and it's really just horrific to have somebody evil like this individual doing this kind of act. But we are here for the LGBTQ community.
Please stay with CPR News and KRCC. We will bring you that news update live. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse is running for a party leadership role in the House. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a letter to his colleagues, Neguse announced his intention to seek the so-called chair of the chairs position for the next Congress. The role is part of the Democratic Policy and Communications Committee and was brought back to avoid a power struggle over the caucus chair job. Neguse initially sought that position until California Representative Pete Aguilar announced his run for the seat. Neguse is the only Coloradan already in a caucus leadership position. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, it's sunny, highs in the 40s. Again, we will bring you that news conference at 3:30. This is CPR News and KRCC.